Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party Week continues as I discuss with Roxy my thoughts on the Boo to You Parade. After that, it was time to get ready for Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade.
So how was it?
I liked it. I thought it was cool. I'm not super into parades.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't like carve out time to go to parades. Like parades are more like I stumble upon it and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll stand here for 10 minutes. I guess probably the parade that I really like that I actually would carve out time if it still existed is Spectra Magic.
Oh, Spectra was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. That just gets me, that song, and just the fact that I love lights, Christmas lights and all that stuff. On the contrary, Main Street Electrical Parade is pretty played out, man. I'm sorry. That was pretty stoked on it when I was a kid. I mean, I still love Baroque Hoedown as a song, but I can't sit there. I feel like I'm really being ripped off. You know, like, this is the nighttime parade that they have now. That's what's at the Magic Kingdom now. And I'm just like...
Which is funny because, you know, we talk about Jack and Sally and all these other things are at Disneyland all the time. And the people over here on the West Coast are like, we miss the Main Street Electrical Parade. Get on an airplane.
You can have it.
It's there.
Take it.
No, I love Spectra Magic, though. I completely agree.
There's a new parade called the Festival of Fantasy, and it's a daytime parade that that I really wanted to see because there is Maleficent as a dragon that breathes fire in it. And I really wanted to, the pictures all look cool. I really wanted to see it, but... I was never there at 3 o'clock.
It looks amazing. That is a parade that I would stop and like make plans to watch because it looks amazing.
Yeah, all the floats kind of have a little bit of a steampunk design to it. Yeah, that's funny. One of the floats, Anna and Elsa are on it, and because I watched a video of it, and you could tell it was just like it wasn't intended for them at all. In fact, I think that it was supposed to be Aurora's float. Because Aurora like is oddly absent, and right after Maleficent's dragon comes through the thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
they're just doing it in order that it was released in the theaters.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
In order of release, right?
So that's what I'm going with.
But I didn't see Festival of Fantasy, so we can move on and talk about that. So I saw the Boo to You Parade. I saw the Headless Horseman come by with the flaming jack-o'-lantern. That was kind of cool.
Cool.
What's kind of weird about it is we were in the hub, and the castle and the parade starts up near Frontierland. So you hear the music, but nothing really happens for like a few minutes. And it's kind of a weird thing. Again, you can tell I don't usually watch parades because all the parade watchers are like, duh, of course. Of course, you hear it before it gets there, but I'm like, that's weird. And then it's, you know, that the cast members are just like, you guys ready? It's almost here. All right, let's clap. And I'm just like, it's all right, guys. What's cool is that what I liked about the Boo to You Parade was really like Haunted Mansion stuff was really cool, especially the grave diggers. They did this thing with the shovels where they sparked the shovels on the ground and the choreograph movements of all of them. It was mesmerizing. Like,
Did they have the groundskeeper with the lantern and the dog still?
Yeah. He walked out. Nice. Yep.
Cool.
That was the main thing that stood out to me. There was a few other things I thought were fun to see, but you know, like I said, I'm not super stoked on parades. But if you know, and Jeannie kept warning me, he's like, "You're never gonna get that song out of your head. He's gonna bug you." I liked it. I like the booty song. It's like, it's really not so scary. Who to you? Yeah, that's my performance. But no, it was, that was fun. Let's see. So the next thing I wanted to catch was Hollowishes.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? I think that was at 9:30. So I had some time and... I think Jeannie and her husband went trick-or-treating or did something else, and I was like, since we have a little time, have some time here, it's time to go visit my home away from home, the Haunted Mansion.
Now we go on the Haunted Mansion.
Yes, and this would have been my third ride of the trip, and I was completely unaware of the transformation. Slight, but it's still a transformation of the Haunted Mansion during Nights of Scary. No one's ever mentioned it before, ever. They talk about all this stuff, and I'm glad that something could actually surprise me. First of all, Liberty Square, the land that Haunted Mansion's in Magic Kingdom, mm-hmm. for you West Coasters. The whole, like, as soon as you enter Liberty Square, the slow version of Grim Grinning Ghost is cranking throughout it all night, and that was awesome. Like, it was pretty much like, now you're in Haunted Mansion land. You know, like, that was cool. The amount of fog and smoke that they have around the mansion on Not So Scary Night, you could barely see it. Like, it was like,
awesome.
It was so much. And then as I approached the Haunted Mansion maids and butlers, then I noticed, like, oh my god, they have this dead zombie ghoul makeup on, and they're covered in cobwebs. I was like, are you kidding me? They look so cool. And then what I really didn't realize is that they're super creeps during Not So Scary. Like, they don't talk. They move slow and give you the death stare every time you see them. I was like, I love you all so much. Oh, it was so many great, great things that happened during that. And I, of course, I had to get a selfie with one. And I went up to the maid. I was like, and I was just super chipper and happy because I was. I was like, hey, can we take a picture together? And she's like, didn't even verbally respond. Just slowly nodded in a you know, like, yeah. And then I tried to take the picture, and there wasn't enough light. I'm like, oh, there's not enough light. We need to move over here. And so she just kind of rolled her eyes, and, you know, and sighed and moved over a little bit so that I could get in the light. And
that's awesome.
And that picture, to me, sums up my whole trip. I love that picture.
With your zombie mansion maid, yeah. And just she's in light.
And funny enough, my look on my face is as though she's freaking me out. And I immediately made that my profile picture on all my social media. So that is like, funny enough, we could talk about this another time on your podcast. I also put it as my default on all my dating site profiles. So that really is scaring off any potential.
No, that's how you're going to find the perfect girl.
Oh, that's my plan, you know.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But anyways, moving on. Other cool thing there is that there's a woman that is illuminated in all blue that sits on a bench on the hill when you're in the queue. That yells at people in line. That's something I'd never experienced before. That's
neat. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. No, this should be called Mickey Celebrates the Haunted Mansion because it's super awesome party. Because they definitely celebrate the Haunted Mansion. I mean, it's a huge part of the Booty U Parade, and the fact that Liberty Square is like scary central. I mean, it's really, the rest of the park really isn't done it changed at all, but this is like so much fog and all that.
So in the Magic Kingdom, does the mansion get redone for Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, not at all.
No,
that does not happen in Walt Disney World. Yep.
You get to keep your mansion all year long.
Yep.
I find that unfair.
It's an interesting opinion. It must be the grass is greener thing.
It's gotta be.
because everyone over here wants, I keep saying over here, I don't live in Florida.
Well,
everyone that goes to Walt Disney World regularly, everyone goes to Walt Disney World regularly wants to see Nightmare there.
Yeah, but, and I like Nightmare, don't get me wrong, I do, but it, you know, it makes the crowds longer, and, you know, the lines are longer, and the crowds are more, and you know, I like the Haunted Mansion all haunted.
Yeah, I guess that's really why they celebrate it at Magic Kingdom, because it doesn't have to change for Halloween. It's embraced.
You know? Yep. I think it would be really cool if I know they will never do it, but I think it'd be cool if they did that in Disneyland, if they made our mansion even creepier, you know?
Right. I will say the actual attraction, when you're the Doom Buggy, is no difference, but it's pretty much everything around it. Yeah.
And that's awesome. You know, during Halloween and Christmas, our mansion doesn't get any creepier. It gets funnier.
Yeah, right? It's kind of weird. Yeah.
So, more cartoony. Mm-hmm. You know, although, for Limited Time Magic last year, we did get the Cadaver Dance, and that was awesome.
Yeah, they were supposed to be around. I heard that was supposed to happen. If they were, I didn't see them. But, yeah, I don't know if they were, actually. I thought they were going to be, and I didn't see them. So I don't know, but I went on there, and that was a fun little go around there, and I always felt really happy about it. We're never being mean. This is not a routine. We'll stand behind the snow, just for fun.